Hey guys, it's AK and I'm here with Diamond. Say hey, Diamond.
Hey.
And then this is officially the first episode of She Talk with Clap. Yay! So, as you guys already know, this first episode and just really this series is to just kind of let you in on our daily conversations that we have, fashion, relationships, sex, just life in general. And, you know, just kind of go outside the box with our blog. We're here today. Our special guests are Fam Bam. We got Matt from Moving Silence.
Yay!
So if you guys don't know about Moving Silence, I'm going to let Matt talk a little bit. Just give you guys a little insight because y'all need to get on board.
If you don't know about Moving Silence,
y'all better catch up.
You better catch up.
Turn your ears up.
Because we're trying to let you know. The doors have closed. We're ready to rock and roll. We're ready. We're in full production. Everything is hitting the streets. We're hitting the magazines. We have a fashion launch in Miami coming up in July.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we're taking South Beach by storm. It's one city at a time. We're changing the game. Nobody is doing what we're doing.
Mm-mm. Nobody. And we thought it would be a good idea for Matt to come on today because, as you guys already know, our first episode is going to address the topic on how to dress.
Lord Jesus.
I'm going to start this BS off. So, obviously, I mean, everybody has their own style as far as, like, how to dress and everything like that. But at the same time, It's just a way to do it. This is just for example. I'm tired of seeing these old mesh dresses that y'all get from Instagram.
I mean,
and mind you, everybody is not the same size. So
or body type.
So you got the little Drea lookalike, you know, for basketball. Why she got her little mesh dress, you know, patches supposed to go on each boob, the butts, and the private part.
Burn.
But then you got old chick looking like Precious. These patches all the way on her sleeves, on her arms. It looks like somebody threw some paint on her. Come on, y'all. Don't stop. I don't want to see your coochie. I don't want to see the stretch marks and your line from when you just had your baby.
I think that people are taking the what is it called? You know, the patchwork. They're taking, there's a word, a term for it. I can't think of it right now. But the patchwork idea with the sheer and the layover and all of that.
That's, I don't think sheer and skin tight should go together.
It's women have too many lump bumps and curves
to be able to put that on.
I just think it looks a little foddish in my opinion.
Yeah.
It just looks like you trying to get attention. Like, okay, for example, how to dress when you go to like an event or to the club. Obviously, especially for us, you know, single people. I'm a preach for the single people because nobody like me.
So go
ahead. I'm by myself here. We want to go out to the club. You know, for example, you going to the loft. You going to, I guess it's called Qtopia now. Y'all need to start changing the name of the Coliseum.
Yeah, can we get some consistency?
Thank you. But if you want to the Coliseum or to the rest of go, you know, you want to look nice. You might meet you a little dude down there. You know, might need somebody to buy you a drink because you ain't trying to spend more than $10. You know, you got to dress accordingly.
All you need is Moving Silence. You good to go.
You so silly. Yeah, but you do need Moving Silence, though. But for the ladies, it's a difference when wearing a nice dress that accentuates your body type the right way, no matter if you are big or small.
And looking like a busted can of biscuits.
Basically. Basically.
That's not what we want to do. That's not appropriate for anybody.
Mm-mm.
Of any size.
Mm-mm. No.
Of any height,
mm-mm,
weight,
mm-mm,
skin color,
no,
hair type,
no,
race,
no,
ethnicity,
no,
gender,
no,
men too. Some of y'all clothes too tight too.
Too tight.
If your boys can't breathe, they're too tight.
I'm going to ask Matt this question because you just made me think of something.
If you can't flex a muscle,
you need to take the shit off.
It's too tight.
Yeah, that's
Matt, as a guy. How do you feel about other men dressing like, as you see, dressing like women?
Nah, man. You can't do it. That's mm-mm.
Yeah, because obviously we all see, like, I just saw this Facebook video. It was this dude, and she looked like, or I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny jeans, so you know the nuts was not breathing.
But Kanye, look at him. I mean, let's keep it real. Kanye's rocking blouses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's rocking blouses.
But he's Kanye. You know something about him.
That's cool if that's how you get down, but you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, my style, I guarantee you what I'm wearing, nobody else is wearing anywhere else. Like, for example, these were sweatpants as of this morning.
Right.
And I sweatpants no more. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be
looking under the table, y'all.
Right. So you gotta be creative with your style, and you gotta be able to, you know, have your own personality reflected in how you look. Because you could take somebody who's got a whole bunch of money but doesn't know how to dress, and it's gonna reflect upon that person. Or you could take somebody who does, you know what I'm saying, have a good sense of style, but doesn't have a whole lot of money, but they can pair it up and make everything look
like
good.
If you were to look at them, you wouldn't know.
Absolutely.
If they were like dead broke.
Yeah, I mean,
look at me. I make it work. I'm telling you.
I just make it work.
It's what I do.
Yeah, but nah, man, I mean, you know, everybody's going to do what they want to do as far as, you know, me saying guys wearing women's clothing and all that other stuff. I went to Morehouse, man. I had a clash with a dude who had a chiffon prom dress on in the middle of finals with an umbrella. So, nah, man. I'm not with that one.
What?
Yeah, dude walked into class with a pink chiffon prom
dress. See, here's
dress
my thing. It's like, I definitely don't.
Did he have makeup on? Was he slayed?
I mean, he had the umbrella so you couldn't see his face. And the thing was, is it was sunny. So, you know,
people trying to be extra.
Right, yeah, too extra, though. You
see,
know
here's
what I'm
my
saying?
Thing. It's like, I definitely don't have a problem with anybody that's gay,
bisexual,
transgender, anybody, anything like that. But to me, and once again, this all goes according to how to dress. In my eyes, I'm getting a little pissed off when y'all, as, you know, the gay men or bisexual men, it's like, for one, why are y'all wearing heels? Like, no, I'm not okay with it. I just don't think it looks right. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's okay. You wearing our clothes. It's not like you're wearing skinny jeans. You're wearing women's jeans.
You're literally, like, there's
you're wearing shirt. Our shirts. You're wearing our jeans. You're wearing our shoes. And it's like, if you want to be feminine as a male, I mean, there's other ways to do it in your own type of clothing. But I think it's the whole point. I think there was a debate that was on Facebook. Men overstepping the boundary a little bit into our side when it comes to that.
Well, and I think too, you know, and I'm speaking from the straight standpoint, but you've got situations where I'm assuming from a woman, you want to feel like your man is a man. And I'm not trying to say you're demasculinizing him by, you know, what he's wearing, but I'm saying you want your man to feel like he's gonna protect you.
Yeah.
I don't really know how you're gonna feel like that if he's coming up in some heels or a blouse.
Or if your pants are tighter than mine.
Right.
You can't move.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I just, you know, speaking from the straight side of it, you know, it's just not something that I could get down with. You know, I'm not knocking whatever, you know, somebody wants to do. If they wanna wear something, then that's cool, but it's just my own personal style that you just ain't never gonna see me rocking nothing like that.
That makes me think of that True Life. I don't know if y'all seen it. It's where she was dating that bisexual drag
queen.
You seen
it?
Yeah. No, she was dating this bisexual drag queen. So it's like he's a man, but I think his name started with an A, but his drag queen name was like Ashley or something.
Yeah.
So they, you know, he would put on dresses and he would like get jealous of her.
Yeah, go shopping.
Yeah. Like he would get jealous of her because like they were he was supposed to be modeling this clothing line for his friend, and it was his dress, and she tried it on and it looked better on her than him, but keep in mind she's a woman.
He was not made for that.
Exactly.
The dress was
not made for him.
Absolutely.
And that just goes all into how to dress, because you need to dress according to your body type, men and women. So,
and I've seen guys wearing pink now by Victoria's Secret. There's this picture circulating.
Oh, no.
There's a picture. I know a lot of people have seen this.
Oh, no.
If I can find it, I'm going to post it on the Sheet Talk Facebook page.
Please do.
Please be looking out for it. I think I can find it.
I ain't saying
it. It's been circulating. And there's this guy, he's maybe about, he can't be no older than 17. He's in Pink by Victoria's Secret. He finds like a, kind of like a sweatshirt, kind of like the swishy ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's bright pink. I mean, it's pink as pink.
This ain't his girlfriend's sweater.
No, here's the thing. Okay. The first, it's like a split picture.
Right.
So one picture is of him in the store,
mm-hmm.
and you know how people do the meme, like, oh, mm-hmm. that's so cute. He's in the store shopping with his girlfriend.
Right.
But on the right,
he's wearing.
You see him at school.
Oh, with
it on. With his uniform on, his khaki pants, and this—I mean, this sweater is pink. Pink. Nah. Now, honestly, it did not look bad on him.
Right.
It didn't. It actually looked really nice because he had the pink shoes. Like, it didn't look bad because it didn't fit him too tight. But.
But hold on. So let's. We got to clear something up.
For real.
So when we talk about colors, though, you can. You know what I'm saying? I'm light skinned, so I feel like I can pull off any color I want to. I'll pull out a
light skin mentality.
Hey, I'll pull out a pink shirt and rock it and have no problem. I mean, you know, Cameron back, remember 2003,
the 2004? Pink mink and the
pink. Yeah, so you know, fabulous. I mean, so you know, you gotta have some supreme confidence to be able to put on, you know, just any color. So, you know, as far as colors go, I think from a dude standpoint, If you can pull it off, cool. But
it actually did not look bad. It was just the whole fact that it had.
I can't get down with Victoria's Secret pink. Nah.
Pink and it has like a black bar.
I know what sweatshirt you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about too. And white letters. I think my wife has that.
Yeah.
There you go. That's quite proven.
Man.
And I've seen in women sometimes buy men's clothes. I've done it myself. I work in the men's department at my job, and I find myself
buying a t-shirt,
I can't buy the jeans. My hips, they don't make jeans for hips. They're men's jeans, that's why.
Right.
But I find myself seeing a t-shirt or like a really dope like tank top or something. And if I can find it in the small, that's what I get, and I can rock
yep.
silence too.
So maybe the question, and I guess for you all out there, we'll post this question on our Facebook and our Twitter and our Instagram. Is it okay for us women to purchase clothes on the men's side? Or is it okay for men to purchase clothes on the women's side? And if it is, why? If it's not, why? We want to hear what you know, you're going to think. We're going to have a Twitter party and kind of discuss that.
I feel like as long as you can't tell, because a lot of times the stuff I wear, like the, what was it, the t-shirt I wore mm-hmm. to Graphic.
Yeah.
That was a men's t-shirt, but you could not tell because it did not look like a men's t-shirt. Like,
right.
It's not men, it's men's clothes, but it. I don't want to be able to look at a guy and tell that he got this shirt from Forever 21.
y'all wanted to look all floral and prissy.
They sell men's stuff too. Now.
They do sell men's stuff.
So you mean Forever 21 on the women's side.
From the women's side. Right. I don't want to see you in a cami and a sheer polyester blouse.
I'm so done with you. Like what? What's his name? Anthony or whatever, that little hairdresser from Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. What he be wearing with them damn titties. Ooh.
I mean, if that's your style, like, what's the guy from Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Lawrence and Anthony and all them.
That's their style.
I'm still a little iffy on that, but that's what they do.
They've been doing it since before it became a
popular
trend.
Right.
So for them, that's acceptable for them because that's what they wear.
Right.
But for the people trying to jump on the bandwagon, trying to do what Kanye is doing because Kanye is doing it, that
irks me a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then it's not always in the best interest of people to try to tack on to what everybody else is doing, because then now you're conforming.
Yeah,
you're not separating yourself from anybody else. Like, you look just like everybody else. You claim you're different. Oh, I'm switching it up. I'm switching my swag up. You're not. You're moving with the current.
See, and I think that's
the problem.
And that's what really separates our brand, Moving Silence, from the other brands that are out there.
Because
what we're doing is we're trying to make sure that You know, say you got somebody who's not the most confident person in the world, doesn't have a whole lot of swagger, but when he puts this shirt on or puts these pair of pants on or puts a hat on, he's getting that attention. So when he walks in the room, he doesn't have to say anything. It's automatic.
It speaks for itself.
Exactly. You don't even have to say anything. And that's what we're trying to do to change this fashion game. Is we're trying to bring unique ideas, colors, fabrics, textures, and change it by saying, okay, this is what everybody else is doing, but this is how we're going to step outside the box and show you different.
I like that. That's why we rock with Movement Silence.
Yeah.
You know, so get it together.
Shout out to Cocaine. Shout out to Antoine. Shout out to DJ.
Hey, y'all.
T-Will. Hoosh.
Rocky. I'm going to say that for later. Anyway, I'm going to switch gears
a little
bit. Go
ahead and speak about it.
Okay, Rocky, if you listening, ooh, Lord.
Cocaine, you got a fan.
Genuine, that's, I'm thinking of R. Kelly. You can remind me of my G-Wet. How did that sound go? You know what? How about this? I'm going to find you and we're going to talk. But anyways, you were talking about Victoria's Secret. Don't shake your head at me. We were talking about Victoria's Secret. I want to debate this so bad because if I get called basic one more time, I'm going to punch a bitch in their face. The debate on yoga pants. I'm going to ask you as a man, Matt, and I'm going to explain the situation. If you think wearing yoga pants is basic, a former Facebook friend who looked basic herself, you know,
no shade, no tea, but whatever.
she made a little status talk about, you know, if you wear, you know, yoga pants and Uggs and whatever, you're basic, this, that, and the third. Here's my thing, and I think why people think that, and I'm going to explain why yoga pants are not basic, this, that, and the third. I think yoga pants get compared to leggings all the time.
Right.
Yes. Yoga pants are not leggings. Yoga pants are pants, people. First and foremost.
They're made to be worked out in.
They're made to be worked out in. Leggings are a type of hosiery. Accessory.
Right.
That goes under.
It's not meant to be worn by itself to where we see your butt or your thong or your pad.
But well, I think everybody's doing it too now. People are wearing yoga and leggings. I think the game got a little bit confused.
It's very
and what is acceptable as far as from a fashion standpoint. Now, speaking on the whole yoga pants being basic, because
I like yoga pants.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could take anything and flip it and make it hot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and here's my thing. I'm lazy. Okay? I'm not going to sit up here and put on makeup every day.
Oh,
I'm tired. I don't have a man to be doing all that. Okay? My daughter loves me for my ugly self. Okay? So I'm not going to do that. If I need to go to the store, I'm not finna put on no makeup, do my hair, whatever. More importantly, get dressed up like y'all be doing, dressing up, going to Walmart and to the mall. No. I'm going to put on my $50 pair of leggings. That's one reason why, or not leggings. Ooh, not leggings, yoga pants. That's why yoga pants are not basic, for one. Yoga pants cost too much to be basic. Even the cheapest pair, you pay $20 for some yoga pants at Target. You go to Victoria's Secret, you paying $55 with tax.
Right.
A pop.
Nike paying $100.
Exactly.
Yo, Nike's tax.
Yeah.
Okay? So for one, yoga pants cost too much to be basic.
Because if people spending that money, there's a market for it. So
exactly. And it's like,
I mean, it's a basic item because if you are someone who is into fitness, this
is basic because it's what you need. But for us who don't work out, I mean,
it's still a basic.
It's so comfortable.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you know, I roll out the house today in some, you know, some sweatpants, homemade shorts. You know what I'm saying? With a baseball tee and some Air Maxes and, you know, but I bet you I could go anywhere in St. Louis right now and nobody's going to have what I got on.
Exactly.
And I guarantee people going to see what they're going to see what that hush is.
Right.
And yoga pants is like, I think the reason, the chick, I'm not going to say her name, we just going to call her Nappy Dreadlock. Yeah, I said it, a little shade, a little tea.
I think you just mad as younger parents because your butt don't get accentuated like it should be. That's not my fault, sweetheart. You know, as me, it's all round and nice and plump, so I get the attention that I need to get out of younger pants. It's not my fault.
She said, stop wasting your money.
Basically. Please. Stop. You know, just, you need to wear regular pants, jean material. So, and then just reverting back to the whole legging thing, I don't want to see nobody wear leggings ever again on earth unless you are wearing them under a dress, unless you're wearing them maybe if you wear your shorts and wear like leggings under the shorts. I don't know. I thought that was out of style, but maybe some people still do that. But leggings, especially those beauty supply leggings, those sheer leggings.
Okay, and that takes me to what I've been dying.
Shit, Donna's gonna take over because she been dying to tell y'all idiots this for the longest.
I have dying to talk about leggings, anything. I mean, underwear. This goes for men and women with anything that you are wearing. Underwear is meant to be worn underneath your outerwear, which is your clothing. It's your clothes. When women, you little ladies, you go out with your leggings on. Okay, I'll just prime example. One day, I was at the train station at the Del Mar Loop. Okay, and there were a group of children. I'll call them children because they didn't even act like young adults. Children, being very unruly, very loud. And this particular girl, she had on like the half and half legging, like one leg was vertical stripe, the other leg was solid black.
What?
Now,
I ain't seen that.
Her underwear, when I tell you she might as well have not had the leggings on, because first off, I just need to take this in for a second. First off, she wasn't wearing the appropriate type of underwear. Now, ladies, if you don't know better, here's the type of underwear you can wear, or the type of underwear that exists. There is your brief style that can come in cotton, that can come in like a nylon polyester spandex kind of fabric for a seamless panty. You have your bikini, you have your hipster, you have your boy shorts, you have your
thong,
the cheeky kind, and these different varieties come in whatever kind of fabric you need.
And color.
What
you guys don't understand is y'all can't be wearing these sheer black leggings, but you got on white underwear that shows through your polka dot underwear.
But this was
we
worse.
We see each polka dot.
This girl had on polka dot underwear, and she had on the type that you find at Walmart in the pack, like the Fruit of the Loom Hanes pack that has five pair in them.
No!
With the one free pair.
I'm done.
You know the ones you wear when you like 12 or 13?
Yes.
You want to get real cute and get the patterns and stuff.
I'm so done with you.
I'm done.
That's what she had on. Like, and I'm like, this girl is being unruly and nobody that's with her cares enough about her to tell her, sweetheart, I can see your butt. I mean, I can see everything. So, ladies,
I think we're going to vow to say, as of tonight, leggings, rest in peace, they're dead. Let's take a moment of silence.
My boyfriend loves leggings. But, okay.
Leggings in a private setting, maybe?
Legging 101. If you must wear leggings, your butt must be covered. Please, cover your butt.
Yes.
That's just fashion etiquette 101 when it comes to leggings, tights, anything of that nature that is not considered a pant. 2, please make sure you know what kind of legging you are buying. Some of them are very opaque. Some of them are very sheer.
If y'all don't know what these words mean, please Google.
Please. And I feel like regardless of how opaque or sheer the legging is, you need to either be wearing a seamless black panty or nude, black or nude, panty, solid, no pattern. Try not to wear lace because the lace print will be shown through.
Yes.
Am I teaching the people?
Diamond, you are teaching the people.
I'm teaching the people.
You need to come up with the new 10 crack commandments.
I think we're going to do the 10 crack commandments. Yeah.
I think you're going to reintroduce us to a new definition of it.
Because I feel like they these people proud. Don't know.
Man, guys.
They don't know.
You got to let them know.
And the men are just looking like,
what the fuck?
Some are looking like WTF.
So the ones that y'all think that, the men that think that's like cute and sexy, y'all need to be shocked.
That say a lot about yourself.
For real.
You have no standards.
I think you might have something because you can't be.
You want something everybody can see?
You got to have something. A STI or something. I'm sorry. Because that's unacceptable. But guys, I think with our first episode, I think we're going to do our next episode a little bit longer because we haven't even got down to some other topics.
We need a part.
So what we're going to do for you guys, we're going to do a part two to this. So next episode is going to be a part two on calendars. We're going to get into some more because it's so much more that we can talk about. But unfortunately, we're almost out of time. So first off, before we go, I got to shout out my homegirl, Shelby. She's a fashion student at Lincoln University. Everybody knows who Lincoln is. Shout out to Lincoln. And she's actually the creator and the president of the Fashion Assembly of Black Universities. It's just an organization that, recognizes the fashionable students at, Lincoln University and kind of the other historically black colleges and universities in St. Louis and surrounding. So shout out to you. She's actually going to be having a fashion show here next semester, and she's looking for, people to help volunteer, any connects, photographers, people to help with the runway. But what she's really looking for is for designers. So please Instagram her at, let me get the Instagram. Hold on. At Lincoln U Fab U. I'm gonna repeat that. At Lincoln U Fab U on Instagram. Hit her up. She'll reply within 5 minutes. Trust me, I've done it before. And then also, Matt, shout out to how everybody can reach Moving Silence.
You can reach us on Instagram at MIS_clothing. And you can also reach us on Facebook at Moving Silence. I also want to say thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to broadcast and let the world know about the brand that everybody's about to find out about.
Yes.
Also, shout out to Big Twan. Shout out to DJ. Shout out to Rocky Cocaine.
Woo!
Shout out to T-Will. Shout out to Hoosh.
Yes.
Got to shout out my peoples, man. Like I said, without the help of them, this wouldn't be possible. Shout out to Diamond.
That's me, y'all. Hey.
You better know it. And shout out to my other homie, AK.
Yeah, of course. Right,
bringing us, they've been with us, rocking with us since day one.
Yes.
So we about to let y'all know what time it is.
Y'all better look at the clock.
For real. And we just want to thank everybody for tuning in our first episode. We're going to come back, like I said, next week with part two on how to dress. We're going to have some, different guests on for next week. And it's going to be funny. It's going to be hilarious. And we're just going to get down to it. So have a good night, y'all. And that's Chief Talk. Yay!